you the male hog, you wouldn't, would you eat him? Or which hog would you use?
Well, now, a hog, it didn't make any difference about whether it was a female or male. When that was in the pig stage, mm-hmm. you castrated him, mm-hmm. made a ball rod him. Mm-hmm. Then that was your choice of meat.
He made the best meat.
He'd make the best meat. But now if you let him run a stud mm-hmm. and kill him, you couldn't eat
him. It'd be real strong.
Type. Oh, man. I tell you what, there was wild hogs in this swamp mm-hmm. about a mile down through here. And there was domestic hogs that had went in the swamp and went wild, and they were getting plenty to eat. Some of them weighed 300-400 pounds.
Sure. That's pretty big for wild hog.
That's big. A big thing. But it wasn't a razorback or wild strand of hogs. It was just a domestic hog that went wild. You go down and kill one of those fellas there and dress him out and put him in the frying pan in there, and folks for a mile around would know that you was cooking some wild bull hog. It never filled my fancy at all. I have dressed them and have saw them cook. You take it and barbecue it. Now some people, I don't guess their taste is as keen as mine. They barbecue it and fix barbecue sauce and then say, well, that's the best I ever eat.
That'd be some strong barbecue. I
never saw none that strong. Never saw any barbecue. So it's that strong.
Did those hogs that grow wild, they get pretty mean?
Okay. No. Then they'll stay out of your way. Mm-hmm. They're not, they wouldn't attack you under no circumstance.
You were talking about the little pig. When it gets up a little bigger than a pig, after it's weaned, did it have any name for it then, the hog?
A shoot. Yeah, a little shoot hole. Yeah.
That's for both male and female hogs.
Yeah, that's right. The little girl hog was a little gilt. Yeah.
Unbred one, maybe?
Huh?
As an unbred?
Yeah, that's on the gilt. It's unbred. Mm-hmm. And then the sow was, after she got grown and had a little pea.
Talking about those hogs, those big teeth, what would you call those big teeth?
That was his tush. Mm-hmm. And some of these hogs that get on the outside there, those things.
Pretty long tush.
Stick out his, up above, up the side of his nose, and then you have two on the underside, and they just mismatched, just missed one another when he opened and shut his mouth there.
Oh,
he's a mean looking thing. And if he had to, he could hurt you. But they didn't attack you, they'd stay out of your way.
Did y'all cut the tushes off?
Well, you never kept them that long. See, those tushes grow there with age. And a meat hog, 2 years was a long time to keep a meat hog. But most people want to keep them 2 years. They'd make a bigger frame. The hogs that they put on the market now is hogs that don't ever see a birthday. You haven't got any, that's why you're reading it, you've got such a poor bacon, and you've got such a small hams, and all of that stuff. But people would have a hog.
But I guess it doesn't really cost that much to raise them if they don't even see the first birthday, you know.
You start them from a little old pig with all these pig rations and all this stuff that they got. You grow them just like you would grow any other kind of hybrid stuff. And if you're going to make any money off them, if you stall feeding them, you've got to put him on the market before he sees a birthday.
Where'd you usually? You talking about that hair on his back? That stiff hair on his neck? Would you?
That's his bristles.
Bristles?
Uh-huh.
Did you have to cut that, or that hot water just gone?
That come off with the hot water. But now these big old boars that stay down in this swamp here, as they grow with age, they got a leather-like tough stuff that's on their shoulder to protect him when he's in battle. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you can't use, but that grows on that hog as he gets older. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
These young hogs, they don't have it.
Where would you usually keep your hogs? Did you just let them run wild?
No, you'd take a hog, take pig hogs, and you'd have a hog lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe an acre, a half acre, or less, or a whole lot less. And you could either run him on a grass patch, or you could put him in a pen, and you didn't have to feed him. That was, you just fed him enough to make him grow. And then you took him out of that and put him in a fattening pen. You put him in a close place whenever you put him up to fatten.
Mm-hmm. Don't let him work off that fat.
That's right. And then another thing, you see, you put him on when you prepare a pen for fattening hogs, you put him on a floor of some kind. Mm-hmm. Cement or wood. Then a hog eats dirt.